NOAA says it's streamlining its water level monitoring system because of budget constraints. With the help of the Lake Carriers Association, NOAA identified 13 gauging stations considered non-essential for navigational purposes. But with lake levels at their lowest point in decades, some policymakers think that the removal could have economic consequences. Mike Donahue is the executive director of the Great Lakes Commission.
If there needs to be some cost cutting, it needs to be done in some other areas that are less critically important. I can't think of a single public policy issue higher on the agendas in the Great Lakes states than issues of water quantity management, and in particular, lake and river levels at this point in time.
Donahue says the stations are important because even a one-inch change in lake levels can have a dramatic impact on shipping routes, floodplain management, and dredging decisions. Several other agencies, including the International Joint Commission, have joined in the fight to keep the stations open. But for now, NOAA says it's continuing with the planned shutdown. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Hammond.